The U.S. prison in Bagram, Afghanistan, is a high-security facility. It's located within an American airbase that's north of Kabul. A lot of the inmates are classified as enemy combatants by the U.S. military. That means that access to the facility is severely limited. But today, we're able to get a look at life inside the Bagram prison. The World's Quill Lawrence spoke with an Afghan journalist who has just been released after spending 11 months inside.
Jawed Ahmed Yazemi is a slender young man who speaks in rapid-fire English, laced with expressions he picked up working for the U.S. military as an interpreter in Kandahar several years ago. They nicknamed him Jojo. After that, he began a career as a translator and cameraman for international journalists, prized for his contacts in the South. But last October, those contacts got him in trouble.
They called me to the CAF, the public affairs officer of America, and he took me inside the Special Forces compound and ordered they arrest me. At once, you know, around 15 people, you know, surrounded me and, you know, dropped me on the floor and, "Don't move," you know, shouting to me.
Jojo says he was kicked and beaten. He was held in Kandahar in a cell under a catwalk. A guard above shouted to keep him awake. For 9 days, he didn't sleep. Then they told him he was bound for Guantanamo Bay.
Finally, they told me, "You're leaving to Guantanamo Bay." I said, "Oh, you're an end from this life. You know, your future is end. You're done. From no more Jojo." And they told me that your family is arrested, your brothers, your family, everything. Finally, they gave me an orange cloth to shave my head.
He was flown out, but landed after a short while. Jojo correctly guessed that he was in Bagram, not Guantanamo. But he didn't go inside the jail right away.
First of all, they stood me in 6 hours on snow. It was too cold. I had no socks, no shoes, nothing. And I became 2 times unconscious. And they learned one word in Pashto, which we call jiksha. Jiksha means stand up, stand up. When I became conscious, they were dragging me. Jiksha, jiksha, jiksha. And 6 hours I was there. After that, they moved me to Bagram.
For the next 11 months, Jojo lived among hundreds of Afghans and also Pakistani and Arab prisoners. He was interrogated regularly.
They were accusing that you have a connection with Taliban. You supply weapons to Taliban. I answered them, yes, I have connection with Taliban as a journalist, just like all the world have a connection with Taliban. And that's what I told him. I never did anything. I never supplied. You know, it's my right. It's my right, you know. I have a right to talk with any organization, which I did.
He was not physically abused by U.S. military guards at Bagram. He says the wardens used tear gas to subdue prisoners, and that he saw guards throw the Muslim holy book, the Quran, on the floor. His worst punishment came, Jojo says, after a story about his detention appeared in the New York Times in February.
They sent me to one of the cell. It's a death cell. The most high-risk people, yeah, I mean the crazy people, all they living over there. And I stayed over there 2.5 months. And finally, the detainees, they beat me. They broke my rib, my leg. There was not even any single place, you know, which didn't hurt, you know. I didn't even stand up for 3 days.
U.S. officials at Bagram declined a request to be interviewed for this story. A spokesman confirmed that Jojo had been held at Bagram as an enemy combatant. He said that the prisoner received regular medical treatment and said there is no evidence to confirm Jojo's claims of abuse. With no suggestion of a trial or even seeing the charges against him, Jojo says he began to lose hope.
Actually, for the last couple of months, I didn't know. I thought you're done. They will keep you here forever. Your future is no more. You will never see your family. You will never hug your mom again.
That changed when the U.S. military began a program that allows detainees to visit family members by video conference. Jojo's brother told him that foreign media organizations had hired lawyers to work on his case. This week, Jojo was freed from Bagram.
Today I can say proudly, you know, to everyone that I am innocent.
Can you forgive them for what they did?
Absolutely not. I will fight with them. I will fight till my last breath to get my rights. They destroy me financially, mentally, physically. My family, I will knock the door of Congress. I will ask Bush, you know, I will not leave any person. Even they prove by themselves that I'm innocent, that's why they release me. So today I won. I am innocent.
The spokesman for Bagram Prison said that Jojo was released to the custody of the Afghan government as part of a reconciliation program. He said enemy combatants are not charged as criminals, but are detained until they're no longer deemed a threat. Jojo says he intends to return to work as a journalist in Kandahar. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, Kabul, Afghanistan.